It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bird Show.
Okay, we are back. I don't know if you guys have been listening the last 20 minutes live or not, but we are having some technical problems here. So we haven't been able to do the show until just now.
But cheers to Engineer Chad, who got us back on the air and got our board back up and working.
That guy, woo, man. Woo, woo. Seriously, he is the hardest working employee of this show. So thank you. Yeah, but we're back. All right, so let's talk about it. Let's talk about the day yesterday, man. How was the rest of the day? Dropping Jimmy off.
Yep, so I met my husband and Jimmy over at his new preschool. He's actually like at an actual elementary school. Went in, did the handoff with the teacher. All went well. I forgot to mention there was this one mom, because there's always going to be that one kid or two kids who are going to have some serious separation anxiety. And this one little boy was not having it.
Sure.
He was not having it. And the way mom, she could play for the NFL, the way she juked him out and ran out the door, and then the teacher grabbed him and took him over. I was looking, and she did. She just turned one of these. She's kind of like Heisman the kid.
Yeah.
And then juked him and then headed out, and she's like, bye! And well, the teacher grabbed him, and they are so used to this.
You know, as you're saying this, I'm thinking, if you can try and take this whole experience from a 5-year-old's standpoint,
at
4 years old, and his vantage point, going to an elementary school is like going to a college campus for a guy that little.
Yes.
You know, so it must have been so intimidating, right, at that age.
Everything is just ginormous, right? And so, from what I could tell, he had a good day. When he got in the car, I asked him, you want to tell me about your day? And he said no. And I was like, all right, if you don't want to talk about it, that's fine.
He's a typical guy. Yeah. Right? You're starting early.
But this was my first interaction with the carpool experience, right? My first carpool experience at the new school. Of course, you get there early to suss out the situation. I had already looked at the map online leading up to this to make sure I knew what I was doing, even took a different route. That way I could turn left into the school instead of taking, you know, or turn right into the school rather, instead of taking a left across traffic. I was like on it. And that queue line for the carpool, and I know the first week is going to be insane, and you have to, and I implore all of you, this is like my little PSA, give all the teachers and the administration a lot of grace this week as they work out the kinks, because yeah, that carpool line ain't going to be perfect on the first day.
It was a mess, huh?
It was a hot mess.
Is it Brene Brown that always says, like, keep the effing firsts in mind? It's the first day of school, so you know it's going to kind of be a cluster.
Yep. So I get into the carpool line, and, you know, I didn't get there crazy early because, I mean, there was already a pretty expansive queue. But man, this puppy, it's like one of those lines at Disney where you think you're getting close and then you turn a corner and then you have like a bunch of other lines that you have to go through. Right. And I just kept driving and driving, and then I had to turn back around, and then you have to come back up the other way. And then I get to the front, and, you know, teachers come to your car, ask who you're there to see so they can queue them up in the hallway. And then I get there to the front, and I mean, they're hustling, man. They are hustling. And plus it was a little bit drizzly and rainy, and so they're trying to do it with umbrellas. It was a lot yesterday.
Okay.
And then the guy's trying to like usher me out, and I stop and I roll my window down, and he comes next to me, and I just look at the guy and I just nod up my head, and I'm like, I need my kid, man. I'm like, I can't roll out of this piece until I got my kid. And he's like, oh. And so he ran inside, and there was some confusion because they were yelling for James. Jimmy doesn't answer to James. He only answers to Jimmy, even though I told them, I'm like, hey, it's James, Jimmy. And he's like, yeah, we don't know their nicknames yet, but just give us a couple of days, blah, 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 whatever. And then Jimmy got in. He's like, now remember, you can't take a left. You got to take a right. And then I go down there, and there's a cop directing traffic, letting people go left. But we're only supposed to. I was like, we're just going to go right.
Yeah.
We're going to get away from all of this. And then you have to pull off to the side because I'm trying to teach my little man how to buckle himself in, but we haven't quite got there yet. So it was an experience.
It's dress rehearsal, except it's go time.
Yeah. And, you know, all this week, again, we can walk him in. So Bart's going to walk him in today and tomorrow and Thursday. And then Friday, Independence Day, they walk in by themselves. And then hopefully we'll have a little bit more of a well-oiled machine and, you know, get the carpool kinks out and stuff like that. But all in all, there were no tears.
That's a lie.
Yeah, from you. There were plenty.
Jimmy did not cry. But man, when I tell you, that kid was, he was like, he was hammered last night, slurring his words because he was so tired. Bart was looking at me. He goes, he is drunk. He needs to go to bed ASAP.
And all the stimuli, the new experiences, yes, and everything else.
Dude, he came up to me. He goes, Mama, I had a big day. I need to go to bed. And I'm like, yes, you do.
Me and my new buddies at preschool were drinking Miller Lite.
Dude, that's what it seemed like, because he was over here like, I'm like, what? What's wrong with you?
But his reaction to the whole day was very, like, matter of fact.
Yeah. I tried to ask him. Yeah. I go, so, you know, do you want to tell me about your new friends? Do you know their names? He's like, I don't know their names yet, so they're not my friends yet. And I'm like, all right.
Okay.
Well, once you learn their names, maybe they'll be your friends. But other than, he gave me nothing. I have no idea what they did. I have no idea if nothing.
This is just DNA. This is circuitry. And you and I are going to get into this on a very different topic later on how women's weekends are different than guys' weekends and how we communicate with each other. This is circuitry, man. This is how guys communicate.
No, because this kid, and you know this too, because your girlfriend's son is the same way.
Brr. Yeah.
They talk a lot.
Yeah.
So this was actually very, very odd that he was withholding information. I'm sure once he gets older, especially those teen years, you're going to ask him like, hey, how was everything?
Good.
Yeah. So it's different. It's different kind of verbiage, I think, that we're talking about here. Because, yeah, they do talk a lot, but it goes from dinosaurs to spiders to whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And they won't stop and they have their random thoughts. But when you ask them about their day, like, hey, you just spent an entire day, you know, at the Lifetime Fitness Kids Club, right? What did you do? Nothing.
So, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of in you.
Well, it was so funny because it wasn't even nothing. I was like, how was your day? And he's like, I don't want to talk about it. I look at him and I'm like, you know what? We'll have a very chill, mellow drive. I respect your wishes, sir. Yeah. And whenever you're ready to talk, I'm here. And we left it at that. And I never heard anything about it.
Here's Jessica to say, look, if you think things are going to change with the carpool line, you are mistaken. Hey, Jessica, good morning.
Good morning, y'all. How are y'all doing?
Good. Thank you.
So, yes, Kristen, it is insane. So, my son was able to do pre-K pickup where we live, and it's like where you skip the whole line. I rode by last year waving, saying, ha-ha, I get to go to the pickup, and you just walk up and get your kids. Well, this year, he's in kindergarten, and it's the same thing like you said. You try to maneuver and duck and, like, weave and bob all over the place, and you still end up in the line that's in the very back, and you're sitting there like, are we ever going to move?
Yeah. Yeah. It was intense isn't the right word. It was just a lot.
It was overwhelming.
Yeah.
It was overwhelming.
First day experience.
So, okay. Well, I'll let you know tomorrow if they've worked out the kinks of the carpool line. But, man, when that dude was trying to get me to leave and I rolled down my window and he just kind of looked at me funny, and I'm like, I need my kid.
He's like, dang it, that's right.
Oh, okay.
Here, Bird Show. Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.